Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the Nordic fiddler Sven Nyhus. We heard Femmetulen, or the Devil's Tune, from the CD Devil's Tune on Northside Records. This week on our program, we celebrate the Halloween season with new and traditional songs and tunes that remind me of dark nights and magical happenings. We'll open with Susanna Martin from the band Touchstone, with lyrics taken from the actual transcripts of the Salem Witch Trials in July of 1692. It's Halloween on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Scorn. lady sits in her own front door, as straight as the willow wand. And by there come my lusty Smith with his hammer in his hand, and saying, "Bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty Smith will be your love, and he will lay a bride. Well may it stand you, lady fair, all in your robes of red, but come tomorrow at the same time, I'll have your maidenhead, and saying, bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay your bride. Away, away, you cold blacksmith, would you do me this wrong, to think to have me maidenhead that I have kept so long? I'd rather I was dead and cold, and me body laid in the grave, and then a husky, dusky, cold blacksmith me maidenhead should have." And the lady, she held up her hand, and she swore upon her soul, saying that she'd not be the blacksmith's love for all of a box of gold. And the blacksmith, he held up his hand, and he swore upon the mass, saying, "I'll have you in me bed, a young girl, for the half of that or less." A crying, "Bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay a bride." So she turned into a little dove, and she flew in the air, and he became an old cock pigeon, and they flew pair and pair, a-cooing, "Bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay a bride." Then she became a little hare, and she ran o'er the plain, and he became a greyhound dog, and he fetched her back again, and barking, "Bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay a bride." Then she turned into a little mare, as dark as the night was black, and he became a golden saddle, and he clung on to her back, a creaking, "Bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay a bride." Then she turned into a hot griddle, and he became a cake, and every move that poor girl made, the blacksmith was her mate, and sizzling, "Bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay a bride." Then she turned into a full-dressed ship, and she sailed on the sea, and he became a bold captain, and aboard of her went he, a-hollering, "Bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay a bride." Then she became a mulberry tree, a tree all in the wood, and he became the morning dew, and he sprinkled her where she stood, a-dripping, "Bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay a bride." Then she's run into her own bedroom, and she became a bed, and he became a green coverlet, and he gained her maidenhead, and rustling, "Bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be your love, and he will lay a bride." And was she woe, he held her so, and still he bade her bide, and the lusty smith became a love for all her mighty pride. Last time, "Bide, lady, bide, there's nowhere you can hide, for the lusty smith will be a love, and he will lay a bride." Thank you.
soul is crying, vampire. This is my soul.
This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we're celebrating Halloween this week. We just heard from Claudia Schmidt from her recording Midwestern Heart and a great song by Michael Smith called Vampire, and that's on Flying Fish Records from Claudia. And before that, The Young Tradition did some touring in the United States back in the late 1960s, and this recording was made at Oberlin College in 1968, apparently unbeknownst to the band until it kind of showed up a few years ago. And we heard a tune all about shape-shifting, The Two Magicians, from The Young Tradition, Oberlin, 1968, on Fledgling Records. And we let off that set with Touchstone from their recording New Land, and Susanna Martin, that's on Green Linnet Records. If you're like me, you remember those old cartoons of dancing skeletons. Well, this tune from Elixir has always reminded me of that. From their album Supertonic, this is Dance Around in Your Bones from Elixir on The Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Love the music softly moans. It ain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. Well, the bears aren't green up in Greenland. They got the right idea. They think
it's great to refrigerate while we all cremate down here, just like those newborn babies in the South Sea tropic zones. It ain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones.
They all climbed up on the high board fence. Nine little goblins with green glass eyes. Nine little goblins that had no sense and couldn't tell coppers from cold mince pies. And they all climbed up on the fence and sat, and I asked them what they were staring at. And the first one said, as he scratched his head with a queer little arm that reached out of his ear and rasped his claws and his hair so red, "This is what this little arm is for." And he scratched and he stared, and the next one said, "How on earth do you scratch your head?" And he laughed like a screech of a rusty hinge, laughed and laughed till his face turned black, and when he choked with a final twinge of stifling laughter, he thumped his back with a fist that grew on the end of his tail till his breath came back to his lips so pale. And the third little goblin leered round at me, and there were no lids on his eyes at all. And he clucked one eye, and he says he, "What is the style of your socks this fall?" And he clapped his hands, and I sighed to see he had hands where his feet should be. Then a bald-faced goblin, gray and grim, bowed his head, and I saw him slip his eyebrows off as I looked at him and paste them over his upper lip. And then he moaned in remorseful pain, "Oh, would I had me brows again."
Nine little goblins, green glass eyes. Nine little goblins.
And then the whole of the goblin band rocked on the fence top to and and clung in a long row hand in hand, singing the songs that they used to know. Singing the songs that the grandsire sung in the goo-goo days of the goblin tongue. And ever they kept their green glass eyes fixed on me with a stony stare, till my own grew glazed with dread surmise, and my hat whooped high and my lifted hair. And I felt the heart in my breast snap too, as you've heard the lid of a snuff box do. And they sang, "You're asleep, there is no board fence, never a goblin with green glass eyes, 'tis only a vision the mind invents after a supper of cold mince pies. And you're doomed to dream this way," they said, "and you shan't wake up till you're clean plum dead.
Shan't wake up till you're
clean plum dead."
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1743. And remember, you can also get us on iTunes. Thank you. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD Devil's Tune, and we heard Sven Nyhus with a tune called Fandan's Poles Dance, the Devil's Poles Dance, and that's on Northside Records. We are celebrating Halloween this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and before Sven, we heard from Ann Hills along with her friends Cindy Mangson and Priscilla Herdman, and Nine Little Goblins from If You Don't Watch Out, Ann Hills sings the poems of James Whitcomb Riley. That's on Collective Works Records. And before that, from Psychograss, and a tune from their recording Like Minds, a tune written by Daryl Anger called Creaking Tree. That's Daryl Anger, David Greer, Mike Marshall, Todd Phillips, and Tony Trischka. Like Minds is on Sugar Hill Records, and we let off that set with Elixir from their recording Supertonic and Dance Around in Your Bones, along with a tune that they particularly love, a French-Canadian tune called La Belle Gaspé. You are listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. We are celebrating Halloween this week. And one of my very favorite Halloween tunes is from Stan Rogers. It's actually an Archie Fisher tune, but it's from Between the Breaks Live by Stan and The Witch of the Westmoreland on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
The wounded knight that bore the rowan shield. Loud and cruel were the raven's cries that feasted on the field, saying back water cold and clear will never clean your wound. There's none but the witch of the Westmoreland can make thee hale and soon. So turn, turn your stallion's head till his red mane flies in the wind, and the rider of the moon goes by, and the bright star falls behind. And clear was the paling moon when a shadow passed him by, below the hill were the brightest stars when he heard the owl that cry, saying, why do you ride this way, and wherefore came you here? I seek the witch of the Westmoreland, who dwells by the winding mere. It's weary by the owl's water and the misty break fern way, till through the cleft of the Kirkston pass the winding water lay. Down me brindled hound, and rest ye me good grey hawk, and thee my steed may graze thy fill, for I must dismount and walk. But come when you hear my horn, and answer swift the call, for I fear the sun will rise this morn, you will serve me best of all. And it's down to the water's brim he's borne the rowan shield, and the golden rod he has cast in to see what the lake might yield. And wet rose she from the lake, and fast and fleet went she, one half the form of a maiden fair with a jet-black mare's body. And loud, long, and shrill he blew till his steed was by his side. And swiftly he did ride, saying, horse, well me brindle down, fetch me the jet black mare, stoop and strike me good grey hawk, and bring me the maiden fair. Woo! thy silvery sword. Lay down thy rowan shield, for I see by the briny blood that flows you've been wounded in the field. And she stood in a gown of the velvet blue, bound round with a silver chain. And she's kissed his bailiffs once and twice, and three times round again. And she's bound his wound with the golden rod, full fast in her arms he lay. And he has risen hale and soon with the sun high in the day. She said, ride with your brindled hounds and here, and your good grey hawk in hand. There's none can harm the knight who's laid with the witch of the Westmere land.
Yeah. just like.
Sticky and my head's ice cold. My sugar tastes sour, my salt tastes sweet. I wanna lay down, but I just can't sleep. It's your voodoo working. It's your voodoo working. Round and round, the same old thing. Heartache, misery, trouble, and pain. It's your voodoo working. It's your voodoo working. It's your voodoo. And I can't get a little. Slow down, baby, you're going too fast. Love is voodoo and I just can't last. I cried last night and the night before. 20 long hours, my eyes are sore. It's your voodoo. It's your voodoo work. It's your voodoo work. working and I can't get a litter. My head's ice cold. My sugar tastes sour. My salt tastes sweet. I wanna lay down, but I just can't sleep. It's your voodoo working. It's your voodoo working. Round and round, the same old thing. Heartache, misery, trouble, and pain. It's your voodoo working. It's your voodoo. And I can't get a little. Said my lord to my lady as he mounted his horse, beware of Long Lincoln that lives in the moss. Said my lord to my lady as he rode away, beware of Long Lincoln that lives in the hay. Let the doors be all bolted and the windows all pinned, and leave not a hole for a mouse to creep in. So he kissed his fair lady, and he rode away, and he was in fair London before the break of day. The doors were all bolted, and the windows all pinned, except one little window where Lincoln crept in. Where is the lord of this house? Said Lincoln. He's away in fair London, said the false nurse to him. Where's the little heir of this house? Said Lincoln. He's asleep in his cradle, said the false nurse to him. We'll prick him, we'll prick him all over with a pin, and that'll make my lady come downstairs to him. So they pricked him, they pricked him all over with a pin, and the false nurse held the basin for the blood to flow in. Oh, nurse, how you slumber, oh, nurse, how you sleep. You leave my little Johnson to cry and to weep. I tried him with an apple, I tried him with a pear. Come down, my fair lady, and rock him in your chair. The lady went down, she was thinking no harm. Long Lincoln stood ready to catch her in his arms. There's blood in the kitchen, there's blood in the hall, there's blood in the parlor where my lady did fall. Oh, master, don't lay blame on me. 'Twas the false nurse and Lincoln that killed your lady. Long Lincoln was hanged on a gibbet so high, and the false nurse was burned on a fire close by.
Behind us, we've got a great tune called Jack-O-Lantern from Danny Nicely and Jack Dunlop from their recording Chop, Shred, and Split. That's on Virginia Folklife program. As we listen to tunes this week about Halloween. And before that, the Wainwright sisters from their recording Songs in the Dark, Martha Wainwright and Lucy Wainwright Roach. And we heard Long Lankin. That's on Pious Records, P-I-A-S. And before that, from the brand new recording from Elon Jewell called Downhearted Blues, we heard the leadoff track, It's Your Voodoo Workin', from Elon Jewell. That's on Signature Sounds Records. And before that, from a long time ago, Dr. John the Night Tripper, from Gree Gree, and we heard Dance Kalinda Badoom, and that's been reissued on Rhino Records. And before that, wonderful recording made back in 1947 by Lewis Watson Chapel of Eden Hammond's, the great West Virginia fiddler. We heard Queen of the Earth and Child of the Skies. That's on West Virginia University Press out of Morgantown. And before that, from Hell Among the Yearlings, Gillian Welch's recording, we heard Caleb Meyer. And that's on Almo Records. And we let off that set with Stan Rogers from Between the Breaks Live and The Witch of the Westmorelands. That's been reissued on Borealis Records. Hope you've enjoyed our program focusing on music for Halloween. Hope you have a safe holiday and get all the candy that you want. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1743.
All over this land. Well, I got a hand.